Heading, surveying the needs of the large cities. Subheading, city work is difficult. We feel intensely regarding the work in our cities. There are few ready to engage in the work waiting to be done. There are people of all classes to be met, and the work is difficult. But we shall encourage all who have given tact and the ability to understand the situation to give themselves to the work of sounding the last note of warning to the world. Letter 82, 1910. Subheading, the need of study and means. A few faithful workers have been trying to do something in this great wicked city, New York. But their work has been difficult because they have had so few facilities. Elder Blank and his wife have labored faithfully. But it was felt the burden of sustaining them in their labors. Who among our leading men have visited them to learn the needs of the work? General Conference Bulletin, April 7, 1903. Subheading, Difficulties and Fears, the Cause of Neglect. Time is rapidly passing into eternity, and these cities have as yet scarcely been touched. There is a power that the Spirit of God can impart to truth. As light is flashed into the mind, a conviction will take hold of hearts that will be too powerful to resist. My duty is to say that God is earnestly calling for a great work to be done in the cities. New fields are to be opened. Men who know the message and who should feel the responsibilities of the work have manifested so little faith that because of difficulties or fears, there's been a long neglect. Letter 150, 1909. Subheading, Commission to Study Special Needs. 7 men should have been chosen to be united with the president to set in operation a work in the great cities for those who are perishing without the truth, while no determined efforts are being put forth to save them. These 7 men should be men who are wide awake, men that are humble and meek and lowly in heart. Never should the cities have been neglected as they are, for there has come most decidedly message after message calling for earnest labor. No less than 7 men should be chosen to carry the large responsibilities of the work of God in the great cities. And these men should humble themselves daily and seek the Lord most earnestly for sanctified wisdom. They should relate themselves to God as men desirous to be taught. They must be men of prayer who realize the peril of their own souls. What should be the work of these 7 men? They should investigate the needs of the cities and put forth earnest, decided efforts to advance the work. Letter 58, 1910. Subheading, to see the needs as God sees them. The Lord desires us to proclaim the third angel's message with power in the cities. As we work with all the strength that God grants us, and in humility of heart, putting our entire trust in Him, our labors will not be without fruit. Our determined efforts to bring souls to a knowledge of the truth for this time will be seconded by holy angels, and many souls will be saved. The Lord never forsakes His faithful messengers. He sends through their aid heavenly agencies and accompanies their labors with the power of His Holy Spirit to convince and to convert. All heaven will endorse your appeals. Oh, that we might see the needs of these great cities as God sees them. We must plan to place in these cities capable men who can present the third angel's message in a manner so forceful that it will strike home to the heart. Men who can do this, we cannot afford to gather into one place to do a work that others might do. Manuscript 53, 1909.